This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Representative Ed Perlmutter is reintroducing his bill to give legal cannabis businesses full access to financial services. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports the Arvada Democrat hopes this is the year to get it done.
When Perlmutter first brought the Safe Banking Act up in 2013, people would chuckle. The federal government considers cannabis a Schedule I drug and makes it difficult for banks to work with a multi-billion dollar industry. But now, 47 states have legalized it in one form or another.
You have to acknowledge that and get these laws to work together instead of in conflict.
Safe banking passed the House twice last Congress, but stalled in the Senate. Perlmutter hopes this year it makes it all the way to the president's desk, giving him the last laugh. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A judge has blocked the city of Boulder from enforcing its 2-year-old ban on assault weapons and large-capacity magazines. The decision may give the state Supreme Court a chance to review whether cities can create their own gun ownership rules. Boulder County District Court Judge Andrew Hartman ruled that under state law, local governments cannot prohibit the possession or sale of firearms. A spokesperson for the city says it has not decided whether it will appeal. Colorado lawmakers want to charge a fee on insurance policies to pay for wildfire mitigation. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
The bipartisan bill would add $1.25 on every $1,000 paid for insurance premiums. It includes home, fire, and flood insurance, along with other types of policies. The money would then fund projects to protect against fires, like clearing brush in areas prone to wildfire. Sponsors hope the new fees would attract federal funds. The bill is popular among Democrats who control every rung of state government, but some free enterprise groups say voters should have to weigh in on new fees. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
And you're still tuned in to All Things Considered. Thank you for hanging out with us. Tests have begun on the effect of COVID vaccines on children, raising questions about what researchers hope to learn.
Do the children make the same antibody levels as adults? And is that good enough to assure that there could be protection?
What needs to happen before a vaccine for young children can be authorized? That's next right here on CPR News. Denver's at 49 degrees. There's possible snow coming on Sunday. So stay safe, stay warm, stay tuned. This is CPR.